Iowa caucus day, wind chills as low as minus 40 degrees. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 15, 2024. The wind chill could be as low as minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit in parts of Iowa as voters head to their respective precincts on election day. Record-breaking low temperatures forced many presidential hopefuls to cancel their in-person events over the weekend, days ahead of caucus day as an Arctic air blast hit the state, just in time to kick off the Republican primary race. Per the AFP, with temperatures in the capital Des Moines around 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 17 degrees Celsius, and expected to plunge further overnight, the streets were deserted on Saturday, except for snow removal workers, according to AFP journalists on the scene. The storm will be followed by an Arctic outbreak of bitter cold, according to the New, with wind chill falling below minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 34 Celsius, in Iowa and across the region over the weekend. A Monday update from the National Weather Service, NWS, issued a wind chill warning for portions of north-central and northwest Illinois and east-central, northeast and southeast Iowa. It lists dozens of cities: Independence, Manchester, Dubuque, Vinton, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, Maquoketa, Marengo, Iowa City, Tipton, Clinton, Muscatine, Davenport, Bettendorf, Sigourney Washington, Wapello, Fairfield, Mount Pleasant, Burlington, Keosauqua, Fort Madison, Galena, Freeport, Mount Carroll, Sterling, Moline, Rock Island, Geneseo, Princeton, Hennepin, Aledo, Oquaka, Monmouth, and Kartha. Related, that's good. Trump eats pizza with Iowa firefighters after delivering it to them. This wind chill warning, which remains in effect well after the Iowa caucuses into Tuesday, warns of dangerously cold wind chills as low as 30 to 40 below zero. According to New, these temperatures could cause frostbite on uncovered skin in 10 minutes. Another warning from New adds, this extreme Arctic air combined with breezy winds at times will continue to create dangerously cold conditions into Tuesday, with wind chill values as low as 35 below zero. It remains unclear what effect the sub-zero temperatures will have on Iowa GOP voters as they head to their respective precincts at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is 7 p.m. in the Hawkeye State. Related, DeSantis, our voters are very motivated, we will do well in Iowa.